Dear people of God, we are here on the 11th Sunday of the ordinary time. All the three readings are related to the school of nature. And God wants to teach some life lessons for our spiritual growth. If you look at this in the entire perspective, you will understand there is no one God created without the power of growth. Everyone has the potentiality to grow, and God wants it. God wishes to see everyone grow, and God has not created anyone with a stunted growth. In the first reading in the book of Ezekiel, God tells, I am going to plant a sapling on the Mount of Israel, and I will take care and I will see to it that grows. I am the Lord and I will accomplish it. See, if you really look at it, this is very powerful for us as a believer. Some of us, we believe, nothing is going on. Sometimes we feel so bogged down, pulled apart into pieces, when we think things have not worked out the way I pursued it. But the truth is that so much is there to look at it, because growth is a mystery. It's a mystery that we cannot see it, but it's happening. It's happening in every person. Looking at the seed, the gospel beautifully puts it, that a person puts a seed and he knows not how it grows. In his book, The Book of Gratitude, An Encounter Between Life and Faith by Pablo Andinoc, he shares a story. He says a man was traveling through the desert. He was very hungry, thirsty, tired, when he found a tree. And he was there under the tree, enjoying its cool air. And he got up and saw there were a lot of fruits, and it was pleasant for him. He stayed there. And the man ate the fruit, drank the water, and he was really grateful. Now, as he wanted to go further, he turned to the tree and said, "Tree, shall I bless you? I am only a traveler here, but I enjoyed all the fruits, all the benefits, all the benevolence. Can I bless you?" Then he says, "Shall I bless you with the sweet fruit? But you have it. Shall I bless you with the abundant shade? You have it. Shall I bless you with a spring to run around? You have it." So he says, "There is one thing with which I can bless you. May it be God's will for all the trees that come from you, seed to be like you." There are two types of seeds, the gospel explains. One is planted and the growth is simply mysterious. Another one is very small, but the growth is enormous. If we really look at this power within to grow, that is right within each one. That is why give to the world the best you have. The best will return to you. Because we are born with it. And because we are born with it, St. Paul in the second reading tells, whether we are in the body or exiled or reaching the Lord, we are intent to please God. All of us intend to please God every time. We are good. Basically, we are very good people. We have the power to generate that goodness to this world. And that is what St. Paul is telling. Look at that intention, is so pure. The intention to please God. So how can we please God? He says further, that we become fruitful. And our fruitfulness will be evaluated on the last day, on the judgment with Jesus. God shows the initiative to plant. And it is that the small sapling, the sapling, God puts it on the top of the mountain. And God cares. God tends it. God looks after it. He says, even it is a low producing plant, I'm going to make it a high producing plant. If it is a high producing plant, I will make it low. And look at the words that the first reading is telling, that there is so much of mystery that is in the growth. Therefore, we cannot condemn and write off somebody. You are useless. You are redundant. And in front of God, there is nothing like that. All of us are so significant, however small we are and what we contribute. But that little penny matters. That little effort matters for this integral growth and building of the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is not a place, it's a presence. In this presence, I feel nurtured, loved, cared by God. St. Paul in the second reading teaches us that we all long to live and grow in the Lord. Our deep down intention and motive belongs in the faith that we have. So the seed's growth is mysterious and it depends on the faith one holds it. You know, a little boy went to St. Anthony's statue, as we are going to celebrate today, the feast of St. Anthony of Padua. He was preparing for his final exams, 4 important exams. So he took 4 candles and lit them in front of the statue of St. Anthony. And then he closed his eyes and started to pray. Opened his eyes and saw all the 3 candles blown away. Only one was burning. He was so dejected. He said, what is going to happen? Will I get 3 arrears or what? Then the candle spoke to him. The candle said, why are you dejected? I am still burning. My name is faith. These 3 candles, their names are love, peace, and prosperity. These can blow away by time. These can simply be not there. The love might disappear. Peace may not be there. Prosperity may not be there. But on faith, I'm with you. Take my faith and light the 3. You will be okay. To grow, we need to have faith. And to believe that I am growing. I am really, you know, productive. Enriching. We need to have that faith. St. Paul is beautifully telling us. This is very important for all of us, that this growth is inevitable and unstoppable when provided conducive atmosphere and support. And God alone gives that support and atmosphere. People have gone into GM. genetically modified seeds these days. But they cannot interfere with growth. And if you really look at it, are we really looking at it in a sense that, am I irritating God or God is irritating me? When I am waiting to see some growth in me, in my wife, in my children, in my husband, in my priest, in my church, in my world, I don't see it. I get dejected because I want the speed in which it must grow. I want my son to take the first mark. I want him to do it by the speed I propose. I want my wife to behave the speed in the time I say it. So we interfere with this growth. More we interfere, we become selfish, we become greedy, and we would like to accelerate by any means. And that really not allowing this growth to happen. We are always in a hurry. We are in a hurry to see this growth. But God wants us to be patient. God wants us to have faith. He wants us to be patient. Let us be patient and to know the seed that is there is going to grow. And it is going to be fruitful. That is why the second parable in today's gospel reminds us God can be at work in situations and places that seem very unpromising. But God can work. Our selfishness, our greed, our seeking fast solution and immediate results are killing the possibility of the growth today. One of the authors, he says, a blessing is an act, gesture, or word whereby one person transmits the power of life to the other. And that is what we are invited. Jesus teaches us all to have that patience. Sometimes we have to learn to be content with that small seeds that we can have now. But this small seed is a mustard seed. It is going to have enormous growth if we have faith. And that is what this entire three readings are calling upon us, to believe that mystery that is unfolding. Are we able to see it? Are we able to be aware of it? Are we able to be grateful to what we are already benefiting? May the Lord truly bless you that on this 11th Sunday that you are that chosen seed in the hands of God. Each one of you is a chosen seed, and no way you can remain without growth. God wants us to grow. And God will be pleased when He sees the growth in each one of us. Whether we are, whatever the status we have in the society, in the family, but God will be pleased when we realize the potentiality to grow. May the Lord bless each one of us, that we may be able to respond to the call of mysterious growth in the faith in Jesus Christ.